Greetings. I'm Pastor Joel of Heart City Church. A few years back, a World War I movie called 1917 came out, and it showed us war being fought in the trenches. The time my wife and I watched it, we too were bunkered down because of an invisible enemy, COVID. But 1917 gave me perspective on our own situation. How about living in a narrow dirt trench for months and just yards away in their own trench, our full-sized enemies, men you've never met, knew nothing about, ready to kill you, and you them. And there you both are, taking shots at each other day after day after a long day. Imagine the constant explosions, the shooting, the screams, and then one cold night you hear this. Silent night. Holy night, all is calm, all is bright. That is what some British soldiers heard the evening of December 24th, 1914. It was Christmas Eve, and the Germans began singing of Christ's birth. And hearing this, the British soldiers joined in. Two groups who were just shooting at each other were now singing together in their own tongues. And moved, some of the soldiers actually laid down their weapons and stepped out into no man's land. And right there on the battlefield, former enemies exchanged gifts, chocolates, cigarettes. They told each other their stories. They even played a game of soccer. How did this happen? They remembered Christmas was about God bringing peace, declaring peace to men. It was, as the angel said in Luke 2, 10-14, good news of great joy that will be for all the people. A child was born, a son was given, which meant peace on earth among those whom God favors. God's vertical peace to men was a means to horizontal peace between men and men. Now, this scene came to my mind because I've talked with folks who were concerned about holiday get-togethers. My family, too, is going to be gathering with different family members and friends, some of whom are on opposite sides politically, opposite sides on the issue of masking, vaccines, and countless other things. It seems like tension is higher than in holidays in years past. Someone could say the wrong thing, or potentially a sneeze or a cough could be seen as a shot fired, and suddenly we'd have trenches being dug under the mistletoe and around the holiday ham. And we may be entirely unable to stop the battle. You know, this is true, was true even for Jesus. A grown Jesus himself cried out as he entered into Jerusalem, knowing that it would soon be a bloodbath. Jesus wept. He said, "Would that you, even you, had known on this day the things that make for peace." Luke 19:42. My believing friends, I have some thoughts about peace for us. Let's first remember the big picture of why Jesus came. The reason folks battle each other today is not because of politics, COVID, race, or class, whatever, in the first place. Jesus knew the reason we don't have peace with each other is ultimately because we don't have peace with God. Every evil thought and deed is done because people are at war with God. When Adam and Eve chose to disobey God in Genesis 3, all humanity declared war on God. So you and I were born with a bent to battle with God. I know we don't tend to think that way. That's what the Bible teaches. Think about the very next chapter, Genesis 4. It took one chapter, and we have our first battle, our first murder. Fratricide, in fact. Cain killed his brother Abel. Why did Cain kill Abel? Was it over politics? Race? Vaccines? No. Abel didn't even say or do anything to Cain. Cain killed Abel because he was mad at God for not accepting his gift. But Cain couldn't strike out at or kill God. So Cain targeted what most resembled God, what he could strike out at, his brother made in God's image. All the issues that folks have with each other begin Because they're angry at their creator. I know we don't think that. We think we're angry at others because of how wrong they are, how evil they are. Let me then ask you this. Why did folks kill Jesus? Jesus never did any wrong. And Jesus was perfectly righteous. Men killed Jesus because they were finally able to do what Cain wanted to do, and now they had their chance. Men, angry at their creator, killed their creator when our Lord Jesus came down to earth and stepped onto the battlefield. The irony, the glorious irony, is that this is exactly why Jesus came. His crib was actually just the first step towards the cross. He came because his blood shed on the cross is what would bring warring men peace with God. And God dealt out the punishment on Jesus that we deserve for our cosmic treason. So Jesus became our peace, not only with God, but also with each other, Ephesians 2:14. Do you see the startling glory of how Jesus went to war for us, even as we were at war with him? And that big picture of how Jesus didn't go to war, but instead brought us peace, is what will enable you and I who believe in him not to end up in the trenches. That leads to my second encouragement. Don't think you have to establish peace. Jesus has already done it. We simply need to believe it and then live as though it is true, because it is true. Now, that may not sound like practical holiday advice, but it is when you truly appropriate it. And by appropriate, I mean take in that peace you now have from the top of your head all the way down to your toes. So this year, let's read about the birth of Christ. Let's sing the songs and let's pray that we truly take it in. And as that peace of Christ comes to rule in our hearts and in our lives, we won't get sucked into the squabbles and fighting that are but symptoms of the real hostility. And as we become not Switzerland's, not neutral parties, but rather God's ambassadors of peace, we may have better eyes to see, better ears to hear where God is at work. And by God's grace, let's see if we can't find some opportunities to bring some heavenly peace to the battlefields all around us. Perhaps through kind deeds and words, we can give aid to those who are wounded. Maybe our passive posture may cause others to drop their arms. As people hear your song of peace out there in no man's land, you might even find yourself with the opportunity to share your story or even give them a gift that points to the greater gift. A baby born to die for sinful men. The nature of God's gift reveals the nature of men's need. So pray that you and I might be enabled to preach peace to those who are far off and those who are near, as we remember who we are by grace alone and who we belong to, the Prince of Peace. Remember who you are and who you belong to.